When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Happy Easter Sunday morning edition of Animal World. And yes, we're here. We're live, and I'm welcoming you. We are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. The fastest way is actually go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Just go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and got all kinds of great videos and stories and so forth. A lot of great honeybee stuff. Erica's back posting again, the gal that does all that work saving honeybees. And man, she is so good. And I learned so much reading her posts. Before I go off on that, let me say Happy Easter, everyone. It is a glorious, gorgeous, sunny Easter morning. We don't always get a gorgeous, sunny, warm Easter for all those little Easter bunnies and Easter egg hunts and all that sort of stuff. And keeping us on the air and bright and sunny. He's actually got the sun in his face. That would be Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Hey, good morning, Martha, and happy Easter Sunday to you and everybody out there.
Yeah, and you did your duty. You went to Easter service late last night. You said,
yes, huh? I did. I attended the vigil, which is the late evening one. Before, it used to start close to midnight, but now they've been kind of pushing it a little bit earlier in the evening. So it started at 8:30 and ran until about 11:30 last night. But yeah, always a great one to go to. Very beautiful celebration.
All right. Well, glad you got to do that. I'm grateful that Ananda, streams the Sunday service, and so Easter service will be available. I, of course, have not yet mastered being two places at once, so I can't do the show live and also go to service online. But I will be able to go right after the show. So I'm going to watch the archived or the version of today Sunday morning service, because that starts at 10. So I'll watch that after the show. So I'm going to Easter service after the show.
There you go.
And gosh, how blessed are we today? Kind of nice with everything else going on, that at least we have a beautiful sunny Sunday for our Easter celebration. And I think we're pushing towards the warmest day of the year so far tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow is going to be flirting with 70 degrees. So getting warm, that'll be short-lived, because after that it gets kind of more chilly again with only daytime temperatures around the mid-50s.
Yeah, it's working out perfect timing for me. I ended up not having any work scheduled this weekend, which I would love to have done a session yesterday, but it also is that time of year. Spring has been threatening to spring recently, and I'm still getting some frost here and there at night, so it's going back and forth here. But most of the signs of spring are lining up. I mean, it is Frog City out here, Nathan.
Oh boy.
The frogs are so loud, and I mean they sound and they're in really good shape this year, and singing away. Daytime, nighttime, all the time, frogs. And they're at the point where they're kind of like in their full stride. And so and my house is pretty well insulated, and I don't hear a lot, you know, outside if I'm in the house and everything's closed up. But even in the house, everything closed up, and even with the TV on, you can still hear the frogs outside. So lots of frogs. And okay, one of the major signs of spring for me is the Rufous hummingbirds coming in. Because we know that the Anna hummingbirds stay in our area year round. So if you feed hummingbirds, you in our area, you feed them year round, the Annas. But the Rufous hummingbirds, which are the kind of metallic orange ones, the really bright, spectacularly colored ones, come in spring. And then they build their nests and make babies, and then they take off. And they've been coming a little earlier. They were early this year. We didn't do the show last Sunday. It was an encore show. But let's see, it was Monday. Because it was a week ago that spring started.
Let me double check what day that was. March 1st, day of spring. And that was, it says the official one is March 1st.
That was the 20th. Yeah.
But,
so
yeah.
Then, all right. So we had the 20. So, So anyway, my Rufous hummingbirds have shown up since we did the last live show. And they actually showed up on Monday. I saw the first ones. So the frogs are out. The Rufous hummingbirds are back. And but gosh, it's so much fun to see them, because they're so spectacularly colored. And then to have a little sunshine going on is really special. I think we talked about the last time. My absolute harbinger of spring, what tells me that spring is absolutely sprung, is when I drive to town and I go through the pasture land and I come around a corner and I look up and I see those eight out in the middle of nowhere pasture land, eight azaleas that are bright orange. And when those pop, then to me, it's spring. But there's no sign of orange azalea. You know, they're not blooming yet. So it's not quite officially underway here, but very, very close.
Well, it's funny that you're mentioning how your official spring time starts, because when I was looking up the date, I accidentally said March 1st instead of March 20th, which is when the equinox was. That was on March 20th. But I guess meteorologically, the spring starts on March 1st. So there's actually a couple different, you know, official first days of spring out there.
Yeah, so it's not always the equinox that I don't go by the equinox. I go by the signs of spring happening.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess that was my long way around to say that it's worked out timing for me because my grass is screaming; it needs to be mowed. And I would say, pretty much, majority of folks around here have done their maiden voyage on their mowers this last week when there was a dry day. I was not able, to do that yet. So, because I had been postponing spring cleanup and all of that. So it's worked out really great because I had yesterday was beautiful and sunny. Today's beautiful and sunny. And tomorrow's going to be beautiful and sunny. And it's supposed to be the warmest day of the year so far. So I just have been leisurely doing spring cleanup. And so I got all of the yard areas, the dog yard and my fire pit yard and back, you know, all of that. I got that all cleaned up yesterday, picking up twigs and branches and getting everything to the burn piles and that sort of thing. I've got a little more cleanup to do. And then today after the show, I'm going to do regular Sunday chores, but then I'm going to blow everything because it's finally dry enough that I'll be able to blow everything off the driveways and the patios and all that kind of stuff and then clean up one more time. And then tomorrow, that'll be 3 days of it's been dry and it's warm and sunny. And so the grass is going to be as dry as it can be. I think it'll probably be the driest spring, first spring mowing I've been able to do in probably a lot of years, because usually I'm waiting for it to get not wet and soggy so I can mow. Anyway, I'm looking forward to having, by the end of tomorrow, I'll have all the spring cleanup and it mowed. And then the other big thing I have to do in the spring is cut back the sword ferns. And you got to get them cut back before the new growth starts, or then it's really hard to cut them back without cutting the new growth. So I'm working on that too. And my friend Cindy comes over and helps me with that. So anyway, I've got a full weekend of spring cleanup and mowing, and I'm delighted that it's so warm and sunny. And I was out cleaning up yesterday, and me and Robbie were kind of like, wow, it's just so nice out here. Usually, you know, it's still kind of winterish and cold and damp and all that when we're doing cleanup, and it's just been gorgeous. So I'm a happy camper, even though I'm not working this weekend. I'm working at home and being able to get caught up on all my spring cleanup and stuff. So,
and no need to rush yourself.
You don't have to do any of that kind of stuff because you're in a condo, so somebody else does it for you.
Yeah, somebody else does it, but he's always out there working rain or shine. So it's amazing how many hours he puts in.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So, let's see. You had, speaking of maiden voyages on, mowers, I will be doing that this afternoon here, tomorrow here, but you had, your maiden voyage as, Bigfoot.
Oh yes, I did. It was
right, didn't you? 'Cause last Sunday, you get to stomp around and be Bigfoot. For the Mariners.
Mm-hmm. Every Sunday home game when they're in town.
Yeah, and that was, so last Sunday was the first Sunday home game of the season, right?
It was.
And as I recall, I think we did, you were a good luck charm, weren't you?
It was, I believe, the highest scoring game that the Mariners have yet so far this season. So we did some good stomping around that day, I guess.
All right, so that was last Sunday, and then you better catch us up. It's been a week since that time, so how are the Mariners doing? Are they
it's a rough start. They are struggling right now. It seems like their gears aren't really quite turning yet, especially offensively. There's a lot of key players that, of course, Cal Raleigh being one of them, Josh Naylor, Julio Rodriguez. They're just not getting hits, you know. I mean,
but there's some new guy that's kind of
Brandon Donovan. Oh, he's been tearing it up.
Who's it? Cole
Young as well. Also,
Cole, yeah, that's the one I keep hearing about. Anyway, so they're still struggling to get it going.
They are struggling. I mean, it's something where they all got to be able to contribute. It's not just one person doing the. You know, the whole show, or a few of them. And like I said, they have key players in their lineups, you know, in specific spots for reasons, and they're just not doing their roles. And it seems like all their runs have been really kind of coming up on home runs. And now is not the time to be trying for home runs. It's early in the season. Weather is still cold. The air is heavy, so the ball doesn't travel as far. And they got to, you know, focus on doing some small ball for now and maybe start swinging for the fences later. But as for now, it's not really going too well offensively.
They're still getting warmed up and getting started. And I have to say that, you know, if they're not going to do well and they're going to struggle for a while, much better that you do that early on. This is the time that should be happening because they're just, you know, they're getting used to the new team and getting started and working together, all that sort of stuff. So they're just working the bugs out.
Yeah, I mean, at the beginning of the season, they've played, of course, against the Guardians and then the Yankees. Both are very tough teams, especially Yankees. They look like they're going to be very strong this year. And then, of course, now they're playing the Angels, who are usually, you know, a team that's kind of lower in the standings for the American League West division, same one that the Mariners are in. And they only scored like four total runs against them. And then they didn't score any runs yesterday. And then the day before, they only scored three. So, yeah, just only a few runs when they should be scoring more against that team. And so, and they also went up against a pitcher last night that was, had a very high ERA, earned run average. So, I mean, you would expect that they would at least get a couple runs against that pitcher, but no, they couldn't score a single run. So that's where it brought my concern to the team was, especially was these first couple games against the Angels. And
well, we'll leave them in your good hands and you can be concerned and follow all of that and keep us informed because, you know, I'm a fair weather fan, you know, so once the season gets going and it means something and if they get good, then I'll be paying closer attention and watch. Otherwise, I'll rely on you to keep us posted on what's going on.
Just need to get Bigfoot out there to stomp around some more.
Yeah, that
should solve it.
Yeah, and then I'm going to go back to Facebook for a minute because there's some really good, like I said, I'm learning a lot of stuff about honeybees. There's one really cool, I don't know how many posts down it is because I've posted several of Erica's posts about, you know, her saving honeybees and stuff. But there's this one where there's just one honeybee. And I don't know if you know, Nathan, if a honeybee stings, when they take off after the sting, the stinger stays stuck into what they stung, and it kind of pulls part of their insides out.
Yeah,
with it, so just, the bees die, right? Okay, so if a honeybee stings, normally that's the end of its life. Well, there's a video of what they say is an accidental sting. That this bee was on the hand of this person and apparently didn't mean to sting, but it stung. And the person was a bee person, so they're filming this. And it's really cool in that bees apparently understand that if they sting, they're dead. And so if there's an accidental sting like this, they work to get their stinger to come out slowly so it doesn't kill them and pull their insides out. And so there's actually a little video of this honeybee on this person's hand turning around and around and working their stinger back out. And it's like really cool. Who knew Mother Nature is so intelligent and that they know how to do this stuff? Anyway, it's just really cool. And then if you watch Erica and how she handled these bees, it's absolutely unbelievable because she's up to her eyeballs in bees and doing all kinds of stuff. And never and I mean, she's scooping them out and looking for queen, and she doesn't get stung at all. Anyway, it's just very cool. And you can learn a lot about our honeybees that we need to be thinking good thoughts for and praying, sending energy to because, our pollinators are in trouble.
And then I was reading the comments of that video, too, you were talking about, and I guess somebody had reported in the comment section that what happens is when the sting happens, it also releases some sort of fume or something like that that, you know, indicates to other bees that there's a threat and then you should, you know, come over and, you know, help me out here or something like that. And so some people were thinking or saying in the comments too, like the bee also knew that there was no threat and it didn't want to have other bees coming over to also inflict more stings onto that person.
Yeah, because apparently it was an accidental one. So
Anyway,
if you pay attention to the Animal World Facebook page, you'll learn lots about these honeybees with Erica posting the way she does. And I'm constantly learning new stuff. Anyway, let's see. I guess we better start the show, Nathan. Let's see. It is the first Sunday of April. Yeah, and it happens to be Easter Sunday. At any rate, that means it is Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. So we will start up, as usual, bottom of the hour, with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue. And then we will start off this, we'll get on Love Train and have Eileen from Help Animals India in the second hour. And then we'll finish up the second hour with current events and all of that, and all kinds of stuff on current events these days now. And then we will spend the majority of the 11 o'clock hour with Merritt and Beth from animals24-7.org. Ananda, my spiritual family, they're all hands on deck and really busy today because, of course, it's Easter Sunday. So they're, they start off with a wonderful meditation and then the Easter service. And then, of course, especially with the beautiful weather, then all the kids get to have a little Easter egg hunt and all that celebration after service, around the temple grounds. And then there's a big Easter potluck banquet at that's in the yoga hall at the Blue Lotus Temple. So there's nobody available to chat with us about events coming up. So Merritt and Beth are going to spend some extra time with us in the third hour, and then I'll give you the details on anything coming up related to that. So that gets us through the show, and I think how about Nathan, that I go ahead and officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations, and then we'll take care of our advertisers and have a little break before we bring Marilyn on. Does that work for you?
Sounds like a plan to me.
Okay. All right. So if you haven't been here when I officially start the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I start with a couple Saint Francis prayers, one for our animal friends, one for us human animals. And then we have our pile of affirmations that we do together to get us spiritualized up for the day and the week. And participating with me in this part of the show is optional. You can say the prayers and affirmations with me, along with me, use them during the week, as I know many of you do, like I do, or you can opt out. It's not like dancing when we get onto the love train where dancing's required, but you can opt out of the prayers and affirmations section. All right, so here we go. I'm starting with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us human animals, it's the Saint Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Now, into our affirmations. And these affirmations have all been contributed by one member of our Animal World family or another. And they're chosen for their profound abilities to change your life. So this first one came from Ananda. It was a spiritual assignment to me to say this three times a day for a week. See what happens. I'm still doing it, and I share it with you. It really makes a major shift in the energy in your life. And I say each one of these affirmations out loud three times, and you can say them along with me if you like. Here we go with affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine, meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two comes from next week's guest, Linda Rasmussen, our best practitioner. And you know, when Linda works with one of you human animals on the air, she gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going. And that's where this one came. And it's so powerful. We have included every week. And when I say abundant in this affirmation, imagine in your mind the type of abundance that you want to attract into your life at this time. All right, here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Oof, all righty. Now, this next one comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, but the Italian division. And this is the affirmation I use for me and our animal friends. Keep us in the right energy to be out in the world. And here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Ooh, all right, this next affirmation comes from Natasha Venter, our communicator and medium and general psychic gal. And this is the one I use for me and my animal friends to keep us and to try to stay in alignment and balance with the energies going on right now, which is no easy task, I'll tell you that. Here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty. And then this next one also comes from Ananda Worldwide, and it is their Warrior of Light affirmation. And boy, do we need this one. So three times, here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Alrighty, and now and for the foreseeable future here, as long as we are at war, we have resurrected the Paramahansa Yogananda's peace and harmony affirmation. If you're doing this at home, you do the first part, filling the world with peace and harmony 10 times, and then doing yourself 3 times. But for radio, I do each 3 times. So here we go with that. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. All righty then, to conclude our prayer and affirmation section, Dr. Nell's contribution. And So cross your hands over your heart on your chest with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. Whew. Alrighty then, we are all spiritualized up for the day and to get you going through the week. And we're going to take care of our advertisers real quick here. And then it will be time to begin Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends. And Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland is up first. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150kknw.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150kknw.com.
Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you back here to the middle of the first hour of our Happy Easter show. And golly, almost mentioned it, Nathan, when we started the show, but got distracted. And, you know, I know that Mercury is not in retrograde, but, boy, certainly it seemed like it in my world. Things have been kind of crazy and things changing and I was into seeing, you know, Jude at Whispering Dragon Center, which you just heard about during the break. And, oh gosh, Jude is one of the, most gifted healers I've met. And she's the one that saved me from my lower spinal, injury and, my numb leg and all of that. And, I'm completely back to normal in a very relatively short period of time for that type of injury. So you really want to check her out. But we looked at each other and said, God, doesn't it seem like Mercury's in retrograde? It really does, because we were having a little trouble connecting.
Yeah, and apparently Mercury is still in retrograde, at least for what it's doing over to me over here. But we are ready now.
Oh, we are.
Yes,
okay,
we are.
Well, In that case, I can say, check out WhisperingDragonCenter.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call if you'd like to schedule with her at 206-706-2836. We heard from Linda Rasmussen, our best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy colds gal, and you can work with her in her office at the Interspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, or she can work remotely with you like she does on the air, and she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And if she's worked with you on the air before, that doesn't count. You can still have a free session with her. So the number to call for Linda Rasmussen, you can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website. And then if you'd like a free session, call or text her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. So I think that means that we are ready to check in with the kitties this morning, where we start off with Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. Marilyn Hendrickson is here. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing? Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, too. Yeah, doing good.
You got any Easter bunnies at your house?
Oh, yes. Easter kittens, that is.
Yeah. Ah, Easter kittens, little bunny ears on, I bet. So how many, I mean, you usually always have a litter of kittens you're fostering, don't you?
I always have kittens, yes, and I still do today, so it keeps me busy, keeps me out of trouble, I guess.
All right, so how many kittens have you got now?
Well, I have 3 kittens right now. They're all being neutered tomorrow. And then tomorrow, I'm getting a mom and her 6 2-week-old kittens.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I know from us talking that the 3 that you have, if they're all getting neutered tomorrow, that means they're then going to be ready to go into the shelter to find their forever homes.
Yes. Yep.
And so it's kind of like you don't get a break. It's back to back. You got the 3 you've been raising. They're going in, and they'll move on through the system. And now you got a whole new batch coming in.
Yeah, that's just how it works, and it works like that 12 months out of the year, not just in the spring.
All right. If anybody is just tuning in or switching channels and doesn't know about Meow Cat Rescue, give us a quick lowdown on what you guys are all about.
Okay. Meow Cat Rescue is an animal shelter, a nonprofit. We're a 501c3. We just celebrated our 28th year in February, and we are located in Kirkland. We're across the parking lot from Met Market. It's in the Houghton Plaza area. We're moving, but not until probably late fall. So we're going to be there through the spring and summer.
Okay.
We have cats and kittens on site, cats and kittens in foster, and dogs and puppies are in foster.
Yeah, and I think so. Even though it's Meow Cat Rescue, you do have dogs from time to time, I think. But you don't usually have too many. Just it's a few dogs, right?
Just a few. I mean, every now and then we'll get a group. Like the dog that I actually ended up adopting, I think 17 dogs came over from South Korea.
Oh,
from
wow.
Horrible situation over there. So that was probably the most dogs we've ever had at one time.
Now, is that when you get them out of Korea like that? Is that when they come from the meat market trade?
I don't know what. I've heard some really disturbing things. So most likely, yes, I would say most likely.
Yeah. So, well, it's a good thing that they came over because your gal, she's a Shiba Inu type, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that would be common to the area then. And I think most of the dogs you usually have, I think are usually small dogs, but does that vary?
Small dogs. Yeah, you're right. It's usually small dogs. Sometimes I think there's a couple of Shar-Pei's available right now.
Oh, that's unusual, I think.
Yeah.
I don't hear about them too often. All right. Yeah, because I know you, I do follow you guys on Facebook, Meow Cat Rescue on Facebook, and you're real good about posting, you know, pictures of the kitties, introducing, you know, cats that are available for homes and so forth. And then I love seeing the photographs of the newly adopted kitties and their new people. But I don't think you ever post anything on, you don't post any of the dogs. But there's a way to find out what dogs you have, isn't there?
There is. And all you need to do is go to the website, which is www.meowcatrescue.org, and click on available dogs. And that's where you find what we have.
All right. And so if you're interested, then you would make special arrangements to meet the dogs, because the dogs don't come into the shelter.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. All righty. I'm looking at the clock here, and it is time for us to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. So we're going to do that, and then we will continue our discussion with Marilyn. And we finally have something on current events for Meow. So the details coming out for the big annual fundraiser, Fine Wines and Felines, and good stuff. So we have all those details. So we'll talk more about Meow Cat Rescue. We'll find out if there are any special kitties looking for homes. And I have a follow-up on our discussion last month, because I think we had the microchip discussion, you know, when you're adopting a kitty. And I don't think we had an answer to it, but we do now. So anyway, everybody, stay right where you are. We continue with Marilyn from Meow Cat Rescue. And this is the most important part of the show, because without our advertisers, there is no show. So please listen, pay attention, support them, and stay right where you are, because Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the first hour of our Easter Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. So I'll tell you what, we are definitely having a Mercury in retrograde Sunday, even though Mercury's not in retrograde. But I don't know, I think maybe it's like just permanently in retrograde or something. But so get this, you know, it's Shelter Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And most of our interviews are people call us. Well, guess what we just found out? Nathan, for whatever reason, the phones are messed up and no incoming calls are able to get through. Okay. So Nathan's tap dancing to contact everybody, but that was the problem. We weren't able to get Marilyn going because she's trying to call us and she can't get through. So heaven only knows what's going on with the phone system. But that would also mean, though, if you were calling in because you needed to know something from Nathan or about the show, right now you can't call in. So.
But you can use the Animal World email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com.
Well, that's true. You can email us, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, then. Hey, Marilyn, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Sorry you had trouble connecting with us.
Well, I thought something was probably wrong with your phone.
Yeah, well, you were right. But I don't ever remember in all this time, I don't ever remember that being the problem, that people couldn't call in. But, oh, well,
no,
I guess.
I've never had a problem either. So.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, there's a first time for everything. But I'm glad you persisted and hung around until Nathan could call you. And so anyway, let's see. You, Meow Cat Rescue, we've talked about you're in the Houghton Plaza area of Kirkland, and you are open now. Is it Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday? I can't remember. What days are you open?
Wednesday through Sunday.
Okay, so I was right. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. All those days and hours are what, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the afternoon? Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Now, how about on Easter Sunday? Are you open today?
No, we're not open today. We're
well,
not.
I'm glad we mentioned that then. So
yeah.
It's Easter Sunday and the kiddies are being Easter bunnies today, and so we're not open.
Yeah.
And that means the next time you can go check out the kiddies at the shelter would be Wednesday, coming up this next week, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
And I think we better talk about it before we run out of time, because you have just put out the new information that I'm looking to find it here on my current events. There's the title. Fine Wines and Felines. That is your annual big fundraiser. And it was cute. You're calling it Purdy in Pink. Big Hair, Bigger Hearts. And that's going to be the in-person dinner and auction. It's going to be on Saturday, June 27th. Now, are you doing a special theme this year, Marilyn, when you say big hair, big hearts? Is everybody going back to, I don't know, what, the 70s or 80s, whatever it was, big hair time?
Right. I think it's basically, I'd say 80s would be the
80s, is that when it was? I know there was a time. I know I had big hair for a while. I got a permanent and all of that. But was that when it was? Was that in the 1980s?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Because it really was a time of big hair.
It really was. So that's the theme, Purdy in Pink, big hair. So I'm assuming everyone will dress up 80s style, lots of pink, probably big hair.
Nathan, I don't think you were on the planet in the 80s, right?
Nope. Nowhere close.
Well, if you can imagine me with red hair and a permanent, you know. So...
Yeah.
Yep. Time of big hair. That'll be fun. So it's just getting underway, it looks like. Registration for this event in June is not going to open until April 27th. But
right.
you will have things up on the website about it as you're getting ready. And then there's in addition to the in-person dinner and auction, you also are having an online auction between June 15th and June 28th.
Yeah.
Now, is that part of the Fine Wines and Felines celebration?
Yeah, it is. And that's so people can, they can bid on things from the comfort of their home. You can just get on our website and click on online silent auction items, I think they call it. And you can look around and you can bid, and people really enjoy that because they can just do it from home.
All right. All right. Now, is everything all set? I would imagine at this time you're probably still accepting donations and stuff for the auction.
Absolutely. Yeah, donations of, you know, services. Some people donate. We have someone who every year donates her condo in Maui for a week.
Oh, wow.
We've got, you name it, we've got it.
All right. And at some point, do you post all the things that'll be in the live auction? Do you post those things online before the event? Or just the silent auction?
I think when you get to the auction, everybody has a booklet, and that lists all the things that are going to be available. And there's usually things like Seahawk tickets, cruises, dinners. Every year somebody offers to build a patio. Things like that, yeah.
Yeah. You might be able to get a really hot deal on that. Ooh, that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about catios. I have the best catio, because it was the third one that I did when I moved into this house, and my big deal breaker was it had to have, you know, a great yard for Robbie, and it had to have a great space for a cat run. And boy, did I have a great space for a cat run. It's all built around a cedar stump, and my cat run, I call it the Paz Mahal, Marilyn. It's 20 by 22 feet, so it's huge. And my cats go out a cat door in a bedroom, and then across a breezeway to go into the cat run. Mm. And anyway, so it's really fabulous. So my kitties are pretty spoiled. And but, you know, I over the years, for many years, I had indoor outdoor kitties, but and a lot of them disappear, or, you know, stuff happens. And I am just convinced catios are the way to go. And you don't have to worry about losing your kitties. And you don't have to worry about the kitties taking out the songbirds and all that sort of stuff. And when you have a catio or a cat run, you know, they can go out and get fresh air and some freedom in their run, but they aren't in jeopardy to predators and can't cause any trouble. And it really is the best of both worlds for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yep. Really, really good way to go. So I know people won't be able to come out till Wednesday to visit the shelter and look at kitties, but have you got any special kitties that you want to talk about?
We have lots of special kitties. We did a lot of adoptions yesterday, and I don't even know who I would highlight. We have awesome cats and kittens. We currently are fresh out of kittens at the moment, and that again is because tomorrow's going to be our spay neuter day up at Everett Animal Shelter, and we'll have kittens available on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up, because somebody posted on Nextdoor yesterday and was looking for a young cat to be a companion for his current cat, because they had lost an older one. And anyway, and he was posting that he was looking for. And somebody, of course, said, well, have you considered shelters, you know, and all of that? They all have kittens. And he posted back. He said, yeah, but nobody's got any kittens right now. Nobody has kittens. And I thought, that can't be true. Marilyn says that there's, you know, kitten season all the time, and you always have kittens. But maybe technically that is true, that you don't have any kittens in the shelter right now. But that'll change within the week.
Yeah, and we did up until yesterday. And again, that'll change. We've got lots of kittens in foster care. But yeah, that could be true. I think with most shelters, the kittens are probably all in foster care waiting to be old enough to be spayed and neutered.
Okay, well, now that I know that, after the show, I can go back to that post on Nextdoor and update everybody, because I had told them, you know, I had posted to contact Meow. But I'll go back and update that and let them know. And just because there aren't any kittens right now today doesn't mean there won't be, you know, 3 days from now. Mm-hmm. So you would expect that by Wednesday, you'll have kittens in the shelter again.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes, for sure.
Cool. Excellent. Excellent. And just so people know, if you come to adopt kitties, the youngest you'll probably find, because you keep them in foster care until they are way enough to be spayed and neutered. And and so once they're spayed and neutered and been chipped and get their vaccines and all of that, about how old are they?
The youngest we would ever have would be 3 months, but usually they're more like 3.5, sometimes 4 months. So,
okay. And I find that to be a good thing. I used to think you'd want really young kittens, and that's what I thought when I was younger. But I realized that you get them a little older, you know them better, and personalities better. And they, especially if they get to spend time, you know, with all the other kittens and the cats, they're more socialized. And, you know, I think it's really a good thing. Oh, and that's the other thing I wanted to, because I think the last time you were here, Marilyn, we talked about Jude, my friend and our acutonics healer, sound healer, that she adopted a new kitty from Meow. She's named her Bodhi, and boy, she is a pistol. She's a true Torby, and I think she's wearing Jude out. Jude had run into a problem, because when you adopt kitties from shelters, they come with, you know, at least with Meow, they're already microchipped. So she was just checking on the microchip to make sure it was registered to her. But the microchip's supposed to be free. And of course, Meow didn't charge anything for the microchip. But then when she called the company, I don't know, she must have got confused, but she ended up paying them like 50 some more dollars. And then when she told me about it, I said, that's not right. You know, we need to talk to Marilyn. And of course we found out, Marilyn, that no, you don't have to pay extra fees, but that doesn't mean they don't try to upsell you, you know? And I think that's what happened. So I just want to let everybody know that once Jude knew that, she contacted the microchip company again, and they did refund her money and said, oops, sorry. Yeah, that was an upsell. So you were absolutely right. The microchips are fee, and you don't have to pay for special services.
Right.
Yeah. So that's a good thing to know. All righty. Well, anything else you want to let us know before we wrap up on this beautiful Easter Sunday morning?
I don't think so. Just everybody have a nice Easter, and spread the word. We'll have kittens in 3 days.
All right. I am definitely going to do that. I will help spread the word after the show. I'm going to get on Nextdoor, because I know people are looking. And right now, at least the thinking was that the shelters don't have any kittens. But I will get on there and I will explain that, just because, you know, and how it works, that they're in foster until they're old enough to be spayed and neutered. And there's a constant turnaround. So,
yeah. And I would explain that the shelter, at least our shelter population, changes every week.
Yep. Okay. Sounds good. All right, everybody. Okay. Meow Cat Rescue in the Houghton Plaza in Kirkland. You can check them out online, meowcatrescue.org. You can register for Fine Wines and Felines, Purdy in Pink, Big Hair and Bigger Hearts. It will be June 27th. You can start registering April 27th, and the online auction, mark your calendars, will start on June 15th. All righty, Marilyn, you have a wonderful Easter Sunday. Thank you for spending time with us. And gosh,
thank
I guess
you.
We'll talk to you the first week of May.
I know.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Right,
all right. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty then. That means it is time to gear up for Love Train. And this part of the show, you don't get to opt out. Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up and join the Love Train with me. I'll come through and cruise through and pick you up. And while we're Love Training, doing the parts of the song where we get to send energy around, remember, God's love, God's light is the most powerful energy on the planet. We need to send it all over. And I really am hoping we can focus. We need it around our country. We need it around the world, but we especially need it in the Middle East right now. Unfortunately, things not going real well, and threats are being thrown around that we are about to commit some war crimes. So how about we send love, 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 and let's fill our country and the Middle East with love, 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 and let's see if we can't tamp down the desire to commit war crimes. I hope we are beyond that. And for crying out loud, it's Easter Sunday. So let's raise the elevation and the vibration on the planet and send love all over. And I always energize up the Love Train with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train, and it's coming right up. And after the Love Train, it's Help Animals India, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.